Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton, thesecondadam.com. Today we're going into another realm here on Straight Talk of how God speaks. We've talked about casting of lots. We've talked about the pillars of fire, the pillar of the cloud. We've talked about the burning bush, dreams, visions. If you missed any of those, check out the past podcast. Today we're going to talk about Balaam's donkey. Balaam's donkey. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord. We're in Numbers here. Numbers 22, 21 through 33 is your study text. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, she turned off the road into a field. I can only imagine. Balaam beat her. See, the donkey saw something Balaam did not. We do not all see the same in the spirit, including even animals here. Okay, Balaam beat her to get her back on the road. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and she spoke to Balaam. What have I done to you to make me beat me these three times? Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing with his sword drawn. He bowed low and fell face down. Then the angel of the Lord said, I have come to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If she had not turned away, I would have certainly killed you by now. But I would have spared her. Wow! Come on, guys. You need to open the text and read this. The angel of the Lord said, I would have killed you by now, but I would have spared her. We need to be careful. This isn't one of fear. This isn't one of fear, but it's one that says, hey, look at the path that you're taking. Look at the path you're taking, and how does God want to speak? God spoke here through an animal. The only reason I'm bringing this up, I'm saying, listen, do not go to your dog or cat or pet snake or whatever you have and say, what is the Lord saying? Maybe he'll answer. I don't know. But I'm saying in this that God chose to speak the way that he chose to speak, which is what we've talked about the whole time. We also see here, we'll see fire from heaven here. The Lord said to Gad, David's seer, go and tell David, this is what the Lord says. I am giving you three options. So David built an altar to the Lord. He called on the Lord, and the Lord answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering. See, King David was given instruction by a middleman who was sensitive to hearing the word of God. The seer was used to stop a plague and to stop destruction of life and property. Seek counsel. Seek prophetic counsel. Be willing to hear God in the way that he speaks. In the way that he speaks. Amen. I want you to know. Listen. Let's go back to Balaam's donkey. Balaam's donkey. He spoke through this animal. He spoke through the animal. The animal had already, though, given direction. Let's get off of this path of recklessness. If you look at the prophetic meaning of it, you're on a path that is reckless. Let's get off. But when he beat the animal, he insisted on going his way, his determination, his stubbornness. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the animal to speak. What is God speaking to you today? What is God speaking to you today? Guys, do me a favor. Hit the share button. Let someone else know about thesecondadam.com. Let someone else know about Straight Talk with Wayne. I'm here for you. I believe in you. I believe in you because I believe in the Jesus Christ within you. Tomorrow, we're going to go into 1 Samuel and talk about one way that God spoke and still speaks today through the prophets. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. Be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.